We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams in...
Hancock's Half Hour.
Bill. Bill!
What?
Where's me quill?
Your what?
The ostrich quill. I want to write a letter.
Oh, I know where it is. Isn't it in the writing desk?
No, it is not in the writing desk. I've turned it all out. It's not there.
Have you looked in the dartboard?
It won't be in the duck. Oh.
Double top.
I don't know. It doesn't make me so cross. So infuriated. Well. Now then.
Bill! Now what?
Where's me parchment?
Your what?
Me parchment. Me writing parchment. A writing on. I want to send a missive.
Why don't you get up to date? This is 1955.
Don't you think you better get out of bed more often? Now, where's my parchment? You can't find anything in this house, really. I do get so annoyed. Have you been making paper aeroplanes again?
No, I haven't.
Well, I don't know where everything gets to. I don't... Oh, wait a minute. I've found it. A little silence, please, while I compose. Now, dear sir, in reply to your letter of the 24th instant... Bill!
Now what?
There's no ink! Frightened the life out of me. I thought my eyes were going for a minute.
Oh, there should be some ink there.
It should be filled up every morning. There's no organization in this house. This has got to stop. You can never find anything when it's wanted. A place of the complete shambles.
Well, why don't you get a secretary?
Secretary? I hadn't thought of that. I think you've got something here, Bill. That's the best idea you've had since knocking the hole in the wall behind next door's larder.
Get a nice-looking doll working here. Brighten up all our lives.
Oh, I see. That's the way the wind's blowing, is it?
Isn't that marvellous?
Never helps with the ploughing, but always turns up at harvest time.
I wasn't thinking of anything like that.
Oh, yes, you were. I can read your mind like a book. And one you can't buy in this country, either. Well, you can forget it. Using the same analogy, a word you've probably never heard of, if there are any crops to be gathered, Farmer Hancock is driving the tractor. Not that there will be. There's going to be nothing rearing its ugly head here, I can tell you. If I hire a secretary, it'll be purely on a business basis. Now, let's put an advert in the paper. Secretary wanted, blonde, 19 years old, 37, 22, 36 and a half... Or nearest offer. Live in, £5 a week, more if can type. Well, that ought to attract the wrong sort of girl. Now, go and put this postcard in the tobacconist's window. Now, here's sixpence. Put it in your glove and don't lose it. Any answers from the advert yet, Bill?
Yes, 12 from girls and one from the police.
What are the girls like?
Well, judging from the photographs, I think the best bet so far is the policeman.
Have you opened them all?
No, there's one more. Hey, look.
Yes?
This one's a bit better.
Huh?
20 years old. 36, 23, 35.
Near enough.
Well, has several times been mistaken for Anita Ekberg. Typing speed, 8 words a minute.
She sounds perfect.
I said 8 words a minute.
That's all right. I'll just have to dictate a bit faster to keep up with her. Any photograph there?
Yeah. Look here.
Hi. Hello.
Cool.
My word.
Oh, dear me. Oh, look at it.
Oh, I think we'll have to give her a ride.
What about this one?
My old boots. Fair makes your ears wiggle, doesn't it?
Hey, you realize you won't get any work done.
I wouldn't say that. Anyway, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Your name's not Jack.
No, but I should be all right, then. How do we get in touch with her?
It says here she's coming around for an interview at 10:30.
What's the time now?
25 past.
25 past? And me with me feet still in water? That's her. Quick, give me slippers.
Come in. Good morning.
Good morning. Come in. You've got the job. Who are you?
Mr. Hancock?
You can't be. I'm Mr. Hancock.
No, I've come about the job you advertised.
You must be the policeman.
I am not. I'm the one who gets mistaken for Anita Ekberg.
What a mistake.
Where's the 36, 23, 35 and a half?
It's all here.
I didn't mean your leg measurements, dear. Look, I'm sorry. I don't think so. You see, you're not quite what I had in mind.
Well, I'm a bit brought down myself, but I'm willing to give you a trial.
Yes, well, a joke's a joke, and your little subterfuge has given us all a giggle, and and we're all very grateful. Now, up it before I set the dogs on you. I'm sure there's plenty of other places that need staff. They'll give you a job.
Not to a girl of my size. They all make nasty cracks about lack of office space and lifts only carrying 6 people. I usually have to finish up by resorting to violence. I clout them with my umbrella.
Oh, the one with the weighted end there with the rust-coloured stains on it.
Yes, this is it.
Yes. It'd lay one's head open, something rotten, that would, wouldn't it?
Yes, with a bit of luck.
And I hope you'll be very happy here. You won't find me hard to get along with. Let's get down to business. Your hours are 9:30 to 5:30.
They're 11 to 4:30.
Of course they are. I don't know what came over me.
It was the umbrella.
I guessed it might have been. Yes. An hour for lunch?
Hour and a half?
That's what I meant, yes. It was £5 a week, wasn't it?
It was, but it's £6.10 now. You also mentioned living in.
You're not having your meals here. I'll tell you that. Side of beef every day, it's ridiculous.
Suppose we discuss my duties.
Yes, well, they're simple. You keep out of my way and I'll keep out of yours.
Anything else?
Oh, the usual stuff. Do me letters, look after me business affairs, sort all my papers out, get a filing system organized, see I keep me appointments, take me phone calls, mend the roof, stoke the boilers, dig the garden over, paint the front of the house and stick me health stamps on.
Give me tuppence and I'll do a dance for you.
No, thank you. I couldn't afford the repairs.
Well, I think I'll go to my office and start work. Incidentally, what's this funny looking thing with the letters on?
That's the typewriter.
Oh, thank you.
I wonder if I've done the right thing here.
No good, Bill. She'll have to go. A week she's been here and she's got things in a worse state than I had. She can't find a thing.
But I thought she started a filing system.
She did, but she's lost that now. What can we do with her?
Oh, simple. Give her the sack.
I've tried that. Look, you can still see the bruises.
How can we get her out?
Well, we'll just have to wait till she's asleep one night and move.
It's beyond a joke. She did one letter all day yesterday, and that was to her mother. Nobody can get through on the phone. She's on it all day, talking to her sister.
Where does she live?
Canada. I had my week's phone bill through yesterday. The pounds column is bigger than my telephone number. It's not good enough. I had to buy her a new typewriter yesterday. She'd been hitting the other one so hard she couldn't get the keys out of the roller.
She says she'll be able to talk faster on this one anyway.
Oh, Buffer, I haven't put any paper in. What do you want? Who? Val Plumnell? Never heard of you. Well, you're not the butcher down the road, are you? Oh. Oh, no. You can't speak to Mr. Hancock. I'm dealing with his business affairs. Top of the bill of the Palladium? Where's that? Oh, starting on Monday. I'll look in his diary. No, no. Sorry. No, he's opening a grocer's shop at Charles St. Giles that day. No, he can't cancel it. Who do you think you are? And to you, I'm sure. All right, get Spike Milligan. Doesn't give us palpitations. Oh, get off the phone, you silly old man. Look here, Sir Roy.
Oh, hi, Doc.
How did you get in here?
Through the window.
Oh. Who are you?
I'm Sid James, a friend of the family. Hasn't Hancock told you about me?
No.
Well, that's all right, then.
Well, what are you doing here?
Oh, I was just passing by, saw the window open, so I thought I'd creep in and see if he was out. I didn't expect to find anybody else here. You're new, aren't you?
Well, I'm Mr. Hancock's private secretary.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you, Miss...
Pew. But you can call me Griselda.
What do you have to do here?
Well, I look after Mr. Hancock's business affairs.
Do you now? Yeah. Griselda Pew. A lovely name.
Oh,
darling. Tell me, Griselda.
Yes, Mr. James.
Sydney.
Yes, Sydney.
What business affairs do you look after?
Oh, well, I answer the phone, reply to his fan mail, make out his expense sheets, file his... Oh, cheeky. File his correspondence, sign his check. Look after his contract.
You sign his checks?
Yes.
Just you? Doesn't he have to sign them as well?
Oh, no, he doesn't like to be bothered. I do it all.
What a lovely girl you are.
Oh, get away with you.
No, seriously, I mean it.
Oh.
Standing there in the arc light, regal, upright, you look like some mysterious Eastern princess.
Oh, yes, I suppose I do, really. It's to split up my skirt that does it.
So you sign his checks, eh?
Yes.
I bet you've got lovely handwriting.
Have you noticed the way I smolder?
Yes. Very attractive. Tell me, where's his checkbook?
Of course, my beauty comes from within.
Yeah, it must do, yes.
I do symbolic dances in front of a mirror, you know.
Pay cash, £100. Do you?
Yes. Guess what this one is.
Yeah, very good. Sign here, will you?
That was a Greek goddess prancing in the meadows while the shepherd boy blissfully sleeps.
Best thing he could have done. Well, here's the pen.
What's this for?
100 nicker. Didn't Mr. Hancock tell you he pays me 100 nicker every week?
What for?
Well, I'm his brother.
Well, what's the 100 for?
To keep quiet about it.
But your name's James.
That's right. Sydney James Hancock. I dropped the Hancock because he's ashamed of me. Well, he's a big star now. He doesn't want to know me.
What a snob. I can't stand people like that. I'll make it for 150 if you like.
All right, then. Make it out the cash. Yeah. Ian, by the way... Don't mention anything about this to Brother Tony, will you?
No.
Well, he don't like to be reminded about me, and he'll probably say he hasn't got a brother. But don't take any notice of that. You just leave the check on the sideboard every Friday. I'll look in the window and pick it up, all right? Oh, and make it out
the cash.
Yes, thank you.
What a delicious man. Wait till I see that no good brother of his. Where's my umbrella?
Ah, there you are, Miss Pugh. Miss Pugh, for our future relationship as employer and employee, I was going to suggest that you call me...
Snake. Puffy-nosed little runt. Viper.
I was going to suggest Mr. Hancock.
I know all about it. Your brother told me.
Oh, him? How is... Wait a minute. I don't remember having any brother. I'm only Tom. Father took one look at me, had a row with my mother, and left home mumbling dark things about her family.
This was your brother, Sidney.
I don't know any Sidneys. Except Sidney James, and he's...
That's him. Sidney James Hancock. I gave him the money.
How much?
£175. He came through the window just after Mr. Parnell phoned.
What a nerve coming to... Who phoned?
Someone called Val Parnell.
What did he say?
Well, he wanted you to do a season at some music hall in London. I told him you couldn't. You had other engagements.
I haven't got any other engagements. Not a nibble for Christmas Day. Children's party down at the fire station. I hope it's not cold this Christmas, sliding up and down that pole. Phone him up and tell him I can do it.
He's gone home now, 5:30.
Then write to him. Take a letter to Mr. Farnell. Dear Val. No. Dear Mr. Parnell. No. Dear sir. No. Your Grace. I must apologize to my secretary this morning. She didn't know who you were. This is to let you know I'm available to play the Palladium any time you want me. I am your humble servant, Anthony, brackets. Aye, aye, here we are again, Hancock. While you're about it, you can send one to Sid James. Say, I'm warning you, if you bother me anymore, I'll have the police on you. I've got enough evidence to put you in jail where you so richly deserve to be. This is the last time I shall tell you. You're nothing but a robin, conniving crook, and furthermore... Well, have you done it?
Yes, I've posted Mr. Parnell's letter.
And Sid?
Oh, I delivered that in person. I wanted him to see Aphrodite rising from the sea to lure the sailors to their doom.
Aphrodite, the beautiful goddess?
Your brother thinks I'm beautiful.
For 175 quid, he'd think Granny Grove was beautiful.
Coming!
Hello, Hancock.
You. You. You've got the nerve to show your face in here again after the letter I sent you.
That's what I wanted to see you about. My name's not Val Parnell.
I know it. Miss Pugh, I have reason to believe you've put one of your dainty plates in it again.
Do you know what I think I've done?
Go on, surprise me.
This will amuse you.
Yeah.
If you've got a sense of humour. I've put the letters in the wrong envelope.
How madly amusing.
Yes.
Yes. Well, that's a turn-up, isn't it? Dear Mr. Parnell, I'm warning you, if you bother me anymore, I'll have the police on you. Yes. Oh, dear, oh, dear. I'm ruined. Struck down in the middle of a great career. What work will I get now?
Well, you've got the grocer's
shop.
Don't
shut up.
Why don't you try and get the letter back before it reaches Parnell?
How can you do that?
Well, it hasn't gone yet. It's still in the pillar box. Wait for the postman to come along and then ask him for it.
Well, we'll give it a try. I've got to get it back. If Mr. Parnell sees that letter, I'm finished in show business. Then what will I do? The only other trade is tram driving. There's not much demand for those in London. Of course, I was redundant when the trolley buses came in. I was all right on swinging the old brass handles. With the steering wheel and no lines to help you out, I was coal boxed right away. Never any good at conducting either. I couldn't master the punch. Never once did I get the little hole in between the right line.
The old thumbnail looked like a castle battlement some night.
No. It's no good. We've got to get that letter back.
Well, come on then. We'll catch the 8:30 collection.
Any sign of the postman yet?
No, not yet.
A 9:15. Where is he? Are you sure he hasn't been?
No, the tag's still in the slot. Next collection, 8:30.
I wish he'd hurry up.
Here it comes. Here's the van.
And about time, too. You're 1/4 hour late. What sort of service is that from a public department? No wonder it takes a letter 3 days to get to China. It's not good enough, my man. I shall report you to the Postmaster General. Now, come on, open this pillar box.
I can't. I've lost me key.
50,000 pillar boxes in London, and you pick this one. Go back to the post office and get another set of keys.
No, I can't. They'll think I'm soft.
Well, we know you are.
Yeah, but they don't. It's my first day. Anyway, you see, it wouldn't do any good. They wouldn't let me have any keys.
Why not? They must have a duplicate set.
I've lost 7 bunches already. I used them all up.
How are you going to get the letters out, then?
Put your arm in.
No!
Don't be rotten.
I'm not putting my arm in.
You'd help me out of hole.
I'll help you into a hole if you don't do something.
No, stop messing about.
Oh, look, go on, get on with it then.
Let me work out a plan of campaign. Oh. Little baby love, shortening, shortening. Want a chocolate?
No, I don't.
Little baby love. Ah, I've got it.
What?
A soft centre, lemon, I think.
Why not we dig up the paving stones and get it from underneath?
Oh, yes. What a good idea. Go back to sleep.
Here.
What?
Put your arm in.
No.
Go on.
No.
Go on.
No.
All together. Poo.
It's no good, me arm's stuck. What a dopey idea that was. Now what are we going to do?
I've got a plan now. I've worked it out.
What?
Look on this bit of paper here.
Yes?
Well, you see the round ones with the little squiggles on? They're the soft centres. All the rest are hard ones, see?
Oh, yes.
So if I look for the squiggles, I'll know which are the soft centres in future, won't I?
He's right, you know. Well done. Well done. Meanwhile, back at the pillar box.
All right, don't panic. They're a rotten lot, you know. There's no bottom layer. It's all straw.
Oh, come on, somebody. Think of something.
I know.
What?
Put your other arm in.
And what good will that do?
Well, you'll be company with the other one, won't you?
Here, wait a minute. What's happening? It's moving. The pillar box. It's falling over. Look out!
That's funny. What happened?
Why didn't we think of that before?
What?
Miss Pew leant on it.
Well, thank you very much. Let's pick all the letters up and pop them in my sack, and I'm off.
Wait a minute. There's a letter in there we want.
Is there?
Yes, we posted it by mistake and we want it back.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's not allowed.
But it's my letter.
Go on, you're there. You can't have it. Good night. Thanks for helping me. Oh, look.
Now what?
I found me keys. They were on me belt all the time. Honest, I don't know what I've got in my head.
A soft center, no doubt.
Well, that's that. Now what do we do? Where does he take the letters now?
To the post office. They stay there overnight and get delivered in the morning. Hancock, where are you?
The other side of the counter, behind the wire grill.
God, blimey, it's just like visiting day, isn't it?
Found it yet, Bill?
No.
Miss Pugh?
No.
Sid? Sid. Sid? Where's the postal order department? Sid! Come on, let's get on with it.
Hello, hello, hello. What's going on here, then?
Oh, good evening, Constable. What can we do for you, a health stamp?
The post office shouldn't be open at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Christmas rush. Volunteer helpers, have a premium bond.
I don't like the look of this, quite frankly.
Neither do I, quite frankly.
I think I'll blow me whistle.
Oh. Run for it!
Well, that's it. We've failed. He'll have the letter by now. Hey, Tub, what are you going to do with all your old stage suits, eh?
Here they are, straight in. The vultures picking the bones already. You're not having them.
Yes? Who? Oh, just a minute. It's for you, Mr. Hancock. About Harmel. Can I have my money now, please?
I've never seen a vulture that size. Must be a pterodactyl. Give us the phone. Hello, Val. Tony, how are things palladium-wise? You got it. What did you think? Bit of a giggle, eh? When I wrote it, I said, oh, Val, he's a man with a sense of humor. He'll like this. You didn't? Oh, yes, but Val, I know, but... Yes, Val, but I... Let me get a word. I realized that... Oh, I see. That's the attitude, is it? I see. Well, you listen to me, matey. I've got my rights. You can't keep me out of work. I'll tell you. I'll get work. Don't you worry. I've got my rights.
Oh, come on, lad. What have you stopped for?
Not my fault. I'm not used to these handles yet. These Blackpool trams aren't a bit like the old London ones. Hello, here we are. Here we go. Anyone for the end of the line? That's the only place we'll stop. I don't know where the brakes are yet. All right, come along. All aboard. Here we go.
This has been Hancock's Half Hour, starring Tony Hancock with Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams. Theme and incidental music composed and conducted by Wally Stott. Show written by Alan Simpson and Ray Galton. The program, which was recorded, was produced by Dennis Mayne Wilson.